No, and it is. And it's the more personal is the better for you, because the more information that your lender has, the better information she can do to help you get that loan at the best rate.
That's right.
And the best terms.
That's exactly right.
And like we just said, maybe the best rate isn't the best deal for you. Right. Like you just said, to pay $4,000 or $5,000.
Right.
That may not be
the best thing. And also, if you've got, or let's say if you're credit challenged,
yes.
Okay, if you don't have the 760 and above perfect credit kind of a deal, then things are not going to be quite as good of an interest rate. But that doesn't mean it's going to be bad. We don't do the, I'm going to give you 6% because you have a bad credit score. I'm not going to do that. We don't do subprime. We're going to make you get to where we can do the loan automated. I'm not going to do like a manual underwrite or anything goofy. It's going to be just normal. We're going to make you normal.
But remember this, and what, this is how important your credit is. Whether you're buying a refrigerator,
right,
or whether you're buying a house, it matters a ton. And what you're going to pay for the house, well, not the house, but the loan to get it.
That's right.
And what rate you're going to get.
Yeah.
In fact, we did a seminar years. We need to do another one of those, by the way. Years and years and years ago.
We do.
And it was the Ramada Inn. That's how long ago it's been.
It was a long time ago.
So, but remember, I bet we had 100 people show up.
Right.
But here's what we did, and just to shows people, I'm a numbers guy. I love numbers. Can't spell cat very good, but I love numbers. And if you show people the difference in what interest rates make, the difference in a 15 and a 30, and just different things you can do and what you can do to change it up,
right,
to pay a little bit and save you a lot, it's really kind of amazing to me.
It is. And again, play with it. I have a phone app that you can go on, and I always tell people, because some of the ones you see online are not very good. They don't include mortgage insurance, or they don't include taxes and insurance or something such as that. I've got a good phone app. You can sit and play with numbers. I have some people, because I can see when they play on it. I have people that I closed their loan a year ago, and they're still playing on the phone app looking at numbers and stuff. So I think that's kind of cool.
Well, and do it. In fact, Valerie will do it for you. I'll do it for you, just because we both like love doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it is neat to say, you know, like, and it used to depend on the rates and stuff, but if you made one extra payment a year, it went from a 30 to an 18-year loan, you know, and make sure it goes on principal. And I learned this the hard way, too, years and years ago. If you do make an extra payment, make real sure you tell them to put that on the principal, not in your escrow account.
Yeah, because, or to the principal.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to be sure, yes, of that, because they, a lot of times they don't do that. I mean, they don't. Or they'll just pay you ahead a month, which really didn't do.
Explain
good.
Something, because I had this ask me just last week, and it was a loan you did, and now somebody else owns the loan.
Uh-huh.
Explain what happens when you do the loan.
Okay, we sell every loan, every fixed interest rate we do, we sell. Okay, so after you close, we package the loan up, and then we sell it to, we try to sell large, so hopefully they don't sell it again. But I always tell people, if you have a question or a problem, you still can call me. I'll still help you. I still help people that got a loan 15 years ago when they get their escrow analysis every year, as far as looking at their insurance and taxes. So I will still help you with it, but we're trying to get you the best rate we can, so therefore we do have to sell the loan.
And when she just said, explain something, because that's what was asked of me. I said, well, I did value. Why don't you have the loan anymore?
Yeah.
Because they don't keep them. Here's why. They package them in unit, usually units of $1 million.
Right.
You know, so, and a lot of those millions go to 10 to 15 to 20 to 50 million.
Right.
And then they sell those to big investors. And that's why they can get, because it's now a big package, where yours by yourself, say it's a $100,000 loan. Obviously, they're not going to do that, so you're going to have a much larger rate. So that's why they do that, to help you get that better rate.
Right, and we try to explain that to you. I'm going to start trying to do better, because some people just don't understand it very well. But it's not a bad thing. It's getting you the best you can get. So, well, and it can be sold again. I'll have people call me and say, hey, I want to refinance because I'm with XYZ and I don't like them. And I always say, you don't ever know that you wouldn't end up with them again. That's not
that's
a good
exactly
reason for
exactly what
refinancing.
They said to me, so I didn't want to say that part of it.
That's not a good reason to refinance, okay, at all, because you may end up back with them. No one knows where that loan's going to end up.
And really, doesn't matter, does it? Because the
and
real deal
the
is...
The note need of trust protects you.
Yeah,
your payments are staying as far as...
Except
for taxes and insurance going up, nothing else is changing. So taxes and insurance are going to go up or down, but they're going to change. It's going to happen every year.
What's scary right now, especially under 200,000 in that range, before this was never that way. I would always remember 150 and 200 for insurance and taxes. You know, just kind of boom, boom, boom. Now you see
can't
it.
Do that.
No, your principal and interest is a lot of times the same as your taxes and insurance.
Yeah, crazy,
so crazy
numbers.
It's out there.
Yeah. And that's why we need to do specific on that specific house, because I did a, what was the price of the house? It wasn't that big of a house, $175,000. But it's taxed really high and it has no homestead or anything on it. It was $540 a month for taxes. Well, you would never have guessed that in a million years. Never. And it's not in our tax office here is very nice. We could go to them and get it changed. Yes. It's not at our tax office, so therefore we can't do that. You have to wait. No.
What I just learned and educated me on Ratliff Road. You know where Ratliff Road is?
Yes, I do. Road?
Did you know this? A little trivia for y'all folks. That is one of the only places I know of. There might be another one. If you know of another one, I want to know this too because I need this information. There may be one that's at, well, here's neighbors next door to each other, okay? One's in Central School District. One next door is in Wall.
That wouldn't surprise me. No. I didn't know that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
It's all over there. So they're scattered all through because years and years ago, they got to pick. And there's a big difference in the Central School District taxes and the Wall School District taxes.
Right.
So they're both outside
all
the city
of
limits.
San Angelo's are together. And people don't know that because people will say that like North Angelo is cheaper taxes than Southwest. And it's like, no, honey, they're the same. It's just the prices of the houses. Well, it's what the houses are appraised for.
And I train a lot of people, do different things. But I tell them, well, they looked at on the tax records and their taxes are so much cheaper over on Lake Drive.
Right.
And I said, well, guess what's going to happen? When they sell that house on Lake Drive, because it has a brand new pool and a brand new this, they're going to look at the price they paid for it, and they're going to go 2.57? Right around there.
Yeah, 2.5 something.
Yeah, it's right in there. So just say 2.5 to be easy to remember. And you say you bought a $100,000 house, you go times 2.5%, boom, $2,500, right?
Correct.
So you've got that. That's what your taxes are going to be.
No matter what.
In Lakeview, whether it's in Southland,
it doesn't matter. No, it does not matter. But so, people get really confused by that because I'll have people all the time say that, you know, they either do or don't want to move to a certain part of town because of the taxes.
And let's get one thing in because you remember this happened to us. New construction.
Yes.
You know, this is where you want your lender taking care of you. She's like, okay, your taxes are only $300 because they did it only on the lot.
Right.
And you could do that for this year. But if you do that, at the end of the year, you're going to have a huge amount due for your escrow account because you're going to be way shortfall.
Yeah. And just the opposite. I'll set it up on an estimated improved. But if when I sell your loan, if they send you back your escrow and they lower your payments, it's wrong. And yes. I tell people that, but then it takes a whole year before them to see it. And then they'll be like, well, now they're raising my payments by $400. I'm like, well, did they lower them?
Do you remember that's what happened like, on this one? And they go, yeah, they gave me money back and lowered it. And they were
one calls me when they lower their payments. Never. No, but they will call me when they raise them.
Oh, yeah. Good. But then, of course, they had to eat it all back. So it's not a good deal. So just be careful. Again, more information you give, the better off you'll be served. Good things happen.
That's right.
Taxes. Remember taxes. What you already said is so true. It doesn't matter in San Angelo where it is.
It's the same.
And we do have a high tax rate. In fact, it's one of the highest in the state.
Yes.
But we also have really good values if you compare them to almost anywhere else. What else? What we were skipping? We got the VA. We got the FHA and conventional. Do you have anything out that's just outstanding somebody needs to know about as far
you know,
as bond programs?
Just the grant programs. You know, there's several grant programs out there. The interest rates are higher because they're giving you your down payment. Okay? So you just have to remember that. People sometimes don't realize that. But if you can't buy a house without the grant, it's a great program.
Yeah. It's like anything. If you can't get it without it, it doesn't really matter, does it?
That's exactly right. So and there's some of them you pay back, some of them you don't pay back.
Make sure you know
ask
which one's
the question.
Which.
Yeah, yes, ask which one. That's right.
So, hey, I always appreciate you coming in. We always do a great
show.
But if you need any help, and I like the way your phone systems are set up now.
Yes, they come straight to our office, 659-4949.
Vicki or Valerie or Mary Sue, somebody's going to answer the phone.
Yes.
So it's much, much better. So give them a call. And if you're just looking for a house, I'd appreciate you if you called 949-5575. We appreciate you. Have a great day. We'll catch you next week.